At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Such a dick.
I was right on time.
Bro, you are dressed like they're about to wheel you from one floor to another.
I don't know how to dress for this room anymore because I've got on heavy thermals underneath here because it's so goddamn cold.
Sure, sure.
And it only works in tracksuits.
Oh, I thought if you were
I got the
we got the long johns on.
Are you serious? Why are you such a bitch?
It's
cold. It's freezing, man.
So put on a sweater.
I got this stuff on.
I see.
It's cold,
man. How many
man.
Sets of thermal long johns do you own?
Oh, a ton.
What do you have, an outhouse? What is wrong with
I know,
you?
No, because it's cold. You don't spend that much time outside.
I take a walk every day. It's
okay.
Freezing out.
Okay.
I walk the dog. I come in here. There's no heat.
You're dressed like your dad when he ate that cardboard gingerbread house thinking it was an actual gingerbread house. How's it going, buddy?
Good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is a Wednesday morning here at the Breaker on CMF. 29 degrees right now, as you heard.
In here.
Bitching about. Right. We will be getting up to 41 degrees, but it looks like the precipitation has ended.
Okay.
And it looks like we could be without rain for the next couple of days, maybe on Friday. The warmest day of the week will be Friday, getting into the low 50s.
Cold and dry like a granny.
Which you're dressed like. Right.
Cold,
now.
Dry granny.
Let's start the show by talking about the Sizzler.
The Sizzler?
You guys remember the Sizzler?
Steakhouse.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, so I got in a fight last night.
Why am I blanking?
Sizzler? With who?
There's a reason.
You think I sound old.
So there is a news story about the Sizzler we're going to cover in a second.
They're coming back?
The reason I got in an argument about the Sizzler.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid. The Sizzler Steakhouse.
Yeah.
It was a chain steakhouse
all
restaurant.
All over the country.
I mean, yeah, they had an
all-you-can-eat. Yeah, I have no memory of this.
They may have been gone by the time you can remember.
So I remember a Sizzler existing on Mount Reed in Greece.
That makes sense.
Right? But this person.
A Sizzler country.
If there was going to be one that's about the location, it would be.
Sizzler country. Yeah.
But this person who I was getting in like a screaming argument with last night about the Sizzler.
Wait, it escalated to that?
No, like we were like heated.
Why?
Yeah, like, I don't know why. It's one of those things where, like, it doesn't matter.
You just got out of control.
Yeah, it just, all of a sudden, like, you don't even realize
but
what's happening.
You have
happening.
To prove it.
Yeah. So, like,
I'm getting angry.
I remember as a kid, the Sizzler existing. I'm out reading. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because I need to know, did that Sizzler exist in Rochester, New York?
What time period do you think?
I remember it when I was, like, little. So,
like,
it would have been
1980s?
Yeah, or late 80s, early 90s.
I came here in 93.
Do you remember a Sizzler?
I don't know. Because I don't know if
I can't be sure about the Sizzler.
I can't be sure, but that sounds right because I remember them being all over the country. Like when I was on a road, they were all over the place.
But Rochester also, we had a run for a while where we had our own restaurants and no one else's restaurants. Like there were lots of chains that never made it into Rochester back in the day.
Yeah, but you had a Sizzler, you had a Ponderosa, you had a Spaghetti Warehouse.
Okay, we did.
Like you had all those and those were all over the country.
But here's the thing, I would have thought that maybe Ponderosa and the Ground Round, which was also very popular.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Would have kept the Sizzler out because they're all pretty much the same thing.
But all those were like all over the country.
I understand. I understand.
We just love buffet dining.
Who doesn't
or love warehouse dining?
Yeah, if you get a warehouse full of food, how you say no to that?
You can't.
So the reason the Sizzler comes up
Yeah, what was the fight?
There was a story yesterday that the Sizzler is attempting to make a massive comeback in America. So at one point, Sizzler had 700 locations across the United States.
Yeah, they're probably international.
So they dwindled all the way down to almost zero. During the pandemic, the company had to file for bankruptcy, and it looked like they were going to shutter all of their stores.
Yeah.
Today, there are now only 74 Sizzler locations in operation worldwide. But the company is going to make a comeback. The all-you-can-eat buffet no longer exists, but the all-you-can-eat salad bar does.
Okay.
It turns out that at one point a couple years ago, they also got rid of their signature Sizzler dish, which if you never had it, it was a steak served on a platter, thick-cut fries, caramelized onions, and a garlic demi-glaze.
Yeah, for some reason, I remember it used to come like on a like a frying pan.
Flat iron.
Yeah.
So it sizzled?
It sizzled.
Yeah.
Hence the name.
Sizzling.
So the Sizzler believes that America is ready for the Sizzler again.
Maybe they're right.
Okay. And they're going to make a comeback. Here's what I don't understand.
What's that?
All right. So we talk about food a lot on this show.
Yeah, we do.
And the
Considering we don't eat.
And the economics of food. And we know, based on the stories that we've covered, that restaurant dining is taking a serious hit right now.
Oh, yeah.
People do not have the money to go out and eat. The prices at restaurants are becoming unsustainable for the average customer.
Yeah.
So much so that fast food restaurants like Wegmans, Burger King are now going backwards with their pricing, trying to entice people back in. We know that sit-down restaurants are throwing these insane deals at people as a loss leader, trying to get you to come in and buy other stuff that's more expensive. And we're seeing chain restaurants start to close locations.
All right.
Yet, the Sizzler.
Let's do it.
And Chi-Chi's, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, are trying to mount massive nationwide comebacks as chains that weren't successful during the golden age of chain restaurants.
So I thought beef prices were going like crazy.
And
Sizzler basically is a steakhouse.
Yeah,
it's a cheap steakhouse.
You got it.
How are they going to pull that off?
So the guy who owns Omaha Steaks
has
been doing a media tour.
Mm.
Saying that beef prices are about to explode to a point where they will be unaffordable to the average American.
We'll be out of steak.
Well, no, we'll have steak.
Yeah.
You just can't afford
have it.
Yeah,
you can go look at
that
it.
That steak is not your steak.
You can drive by the meat shop, take a peek.
So I guess what I'm trying to figure out.
What's that?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If Chi-Chi's and the Sizzler and whatever else fell on their faces when all we wanted to do was go out and eat at cheesy chain restaurants.
Yeah.
What chance do they have to succeed now?
I don't see it, but they got to be seeing something. They're going to invest all that money in it.
But they're down to 74 locations. They're not exactly great
business people. And how much is that steak going to cost you?
It's a great question.
It's weird, though, because we long for nostalgia. And when it comes to town, sometimes there's like this big drive to go get it again. I just think it's temporary. Like, maybe there's a lot of interest up front and people are excited to have it back. I just don't know if those same people are going to stick around long enough to make it work.
She is right, because I'm starting to think of, like, other, like, back in the day that were huge and then they just disappeared.
There are certain things I would love to go back to because, you know, I haven't had it since I was a kid. But would I keep going back? I don't know.
Do you remember, this may be before your time, Shakey's Pizza?
No, I don't remember Shakey's.
So Shakey's, they used to, their big thing was straw hats and a piano playing inside there. It was like an old-timey saloon, but for some reason they sold pizzas.
Oh.
And the other one was Godfather's Pizza.
I remember Godfather Pizza.
Because that was like all over the country.
And then it just disappeared. It was awful. That was the worst pizza I've ever had in my life.
It probably was, and I don't know how good Shakey's Pizza was with the straw hats, but it just all went away.
Let me put it this way.
But people loved them.
No, nobody loved Godfather Pizza. When I was like 12, the Hess across the street from us on Chilai Avenue, because I grew up on Fisher Road
Kids,
they turned into a massive Hess Mart, and they opened up 3 restaurants inside the gas station.
Wow.
This was new technology.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That was before its time.
Exactly.
One-stop shopping.
They had a Blimpie Subs.
Remember Blimpie's?
They had an Auntie Anne's pretzel inside the gas station.
Everybody loves that.
And they had a Godfather Pizza.
Damn.
And I had
Murderer's Row.
I had never had Godfather Pizza before, so now I'm 12, and I have pizza on demand within a 2-minute walk to my house.
Yeah. You were a chubby child.
Damn right I was. So I remember they had this grand opening. Everyone's all excited. They were giving away free pretzels, and I'm going to be there for that.
Free
pretzels.
Any pretzel.
Yeah, and like it was one of those things where they weren't keeping track of who got a free pretzel, so I just kept going back in and getting free pretzels. But I had like $10, $15 from like a birthday or Christmas or whatever.
Yeah.
So I get myself a large Godfather pizza, and I am so
excited. By yourself?
Well, yeah, man.
At 12.
I'm a growing...
Spending that money wisely.
I'm a growing boy, Tommy.
A large pizza for one fat kid.
What? That's a mean thing to say.
Oh.
I took the first bite of Godfather pizza, And I remember thinking to myself,
it couldn't have been that bad.
I mean,
if it was bad, if you remember it being bad as a kid, it had to be pretty bad. Because you would eat any pizza as a kid.
How bad can a pizza get?
It was awful. I remember my first thought when I took a bite of that pizza was, wait a minute, pizza can be bad? I had never had bad pizza.
Was it a bad crust?
Everything was bad. The crust was bad. It was soggy. It was greasy. And like, I even at that age was like, maybe it was just the first day. So I went back and tried it again like 2 weeks later.
Nope.
Awful.
Okay.
Wow. And I will never forget. These people are burned into my memory. Because, like, that Godfather pizza disappeared from that gas station.
But they used to advertise constantly.
They had to because they were terrible.
Yeah.
There was a family in Gates. This gas station had, like, two tables set up with, like, eight chairs.
Yeah.
Inside. It's a gas station.
Yeah.
They would have family dinner there, like, Thursday night. This family. And they would go and they would get, like, four large Godfather pizzas and eat in the Hess station.
Wow.
And I've always.
That sounds like a country, too.
I've always wanted to talk to those people. Because I would see them once a week, walking by the gas station, like back from the basketball court.
We ate Godfather pizza. We wasn't even Italian. But that's all we could afford, gas station Godfather pizza.
It was so bad.
Yeah, wow. All right.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about the Sizzler, which may or may not have existed on Mount Reed Boulevard in the late 80s and the early 90s here in Rochester. At one point, they had 700 locations nationwide. They almost closed all of them during the pandemic, but they held on. They have 74 locations as we speak, but they are trying to mount a comeback. We found out a couple weeks ago, Chi-Chi's, they're trying to do the same thing for their restaurant division, and it doesn't make a lot of sense based on how much chain restaurants that are successful now are struggling to bring in customers. You know, you brought up the nostalgia lasting for just a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree with you because there are restaurants that I think I want back.
Right. And then you're like, eh, that was nice, but maybe I remember it being better than it was kind of thing.
But you're a kid.
You know, yeah.
Well, like Trevor brings it up on Instagram.
Trevor.
Duffy.
Trevor. Where's Trevor get his nostalgia?
Well, what's short for Trevor? If he called himself Trev, we'd hate him even more.
Trev. Just go by T.
T-Rev.
He says, T-Rev.
I remember having Ponderosa growing up and loving it. I miss it. But was it good or was it a nostalgic taste? I would go to Ponderosa immediately if they opened up again. But
well, it was cheap steak, and you didn't get steak at home that much.
Yeah.
The wings. I love the wings of Ponderosa.
I feel like
people weren't like foodies much back then either. So like, I don't even know. Like, I'm sure like my parents being adults at the time probably remember it being better than it was.
Well, but here's the thing. To your point about not being foodies, like what sucks for restaurants right now, especially chain restaurants, is we have access to anything we want.
Yeah.
And not only that, we have a wider swath of ethnic foods to eat that are accessible.
Mm.
You know, like in the early 1990s, there were no family-run Mexican restaurants in Rochester. Thai food didn't exist. Right?
Sushi. There were no restaurants downtown when I moved here. Nothing. Nothing existed around it. The Rochester Club, which is like a high-end steakhouse. Yeah. That was it.
You didn't have anything to compare it to.
So there's more competition. But also, like, if you're on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, there are people whose whole bag is showing you unique foods from new places. So, like, if my dad went to Ponderosa and had Ponderosa, that was the greatest steak he ever had.
Because
that was the only place he went to have
limited
steak.
Limited options.
He didn't even know of other places that didn't have big signs on Ridge Road in Greece.
But you could get sautéed mushrooms on top of a steak.
That is an underrated
sautéed mushroom
luxury.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, delicious. I'll eat them on the side. I want my steak to speak for itself, but I will get the mushrooms.
Thank God.
Well, no, you don't put a mushroom on the fork with the piece
of
steak.
Yeah, you pour it all over.
You're just wasting the steak. What are you doing? It's a stupid taste.
Delicious.
No, I'm angry with you. You know which one I miss that I would love to try one more time?
What's that?
You guys remember Bahama Breeze?
Oh, yeah. They were, I think they were down on the Jeff.
Yeah, Jefferson Road.
I don't remember that. What was it?
So it was a tropical-themed chain restaurant.
Yeah.
What was the food?
So you could get anything you wanted, like burger or steak.
Like
but they,
standard.
They had seafood. But like
that's what I was picturing.
So it made you feel like you're on vacation.
Yeah.
But like, the inside of it was like designed like, you know, I'm on a
tropics.
Trip.
Yeah, like the Bahamas.
But they had like this like deck outside where like you would walk down a bridge and then like your table. I remember going there for like my girlfriend's birthday when she was like 15. Like it was like the fanciest thing we ever did. But like the meal was delicious.
Oh.
And it was the only time I ever ate there and they closed.
Yeah.
And every time I'm on the road with my daughter with hockey and I see a Bahama Breeze, I want to stop. But I feel like it's going to take away the shine from my one Bahama Breeze experience.
Well, all those like novelty restaurants, they always had short lives. Because I remember they had the Bombay Bicycle Company.
I don't remember that one.
Nobody does because it didn't make any sense. What's a Bombay bicycle? And what am I getting when I go in? It was just a restaurant.
What kind
but
of
it was
food
like
was it?
It was like a regular restaurant. It'd be like a TGI Fridays or anything else. But it was supposed to be like you're you know in the Far East eating a hamburger. You know, the Matahari's going to come up and serve it to you, you know, on a Bombay bicycle. Like, it's just stupid. So, yeah, okay. that was still here when I first came here.
But as we know, everything is cyclical.
Yeah.
Everything comes back around. And it does feel like it's just a matter of time before those cheesy themed restaurants come back again.
Like Bugaboo Creek.
Well, it'll be
with the talking fish and the talking Christmas tree.
Yeah.
That scares children.
There will be adults that don't remember those places, so they'll be experiencing it for the first time. You know?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Like, your kids never experienced it.
No.
They don't know what it's like to see a talking fish in a water.
I mean, so I guess maybe in that way, the Sizzler and Chi-Chi's trying to mount this comeback now might be the smart move, right? Like, maybe they're going to get their feet under them by the time this loops back around, and Gen Zers and Gen Alpha who want that chain restaurant experience theme they never had.
The vintage.
Okay. Yeah.
It'd be vintage to
Yes. Yeah.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This is a bad story.
Bad.
Like, right off the gate, the allegations are not good. But somehow, the actual allegation may pale in comparison to what he attempted to do. Because they say, you know, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Maybe not.
Well, he did.
Right.
Again and 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 again.
I don't even know how you have the time.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A man in Orleans County who looks to be in his 40s. Has been arrested for sending unwanted pics to a minor.
Okay.
The pictures, according to police, were explicit images. We do not know the name of the age of the child, who allegedly received the photo.
Yeah.
The sheriff's department says that this man, around August 7th, contacted this minor in the state of Ohio.
All right.
And sent them the unwanted explicit images. And Tommy, so far, story is gross.
But we've heard it before.
Yes. As disturbing as it is, we've seen this type of story before. Here's where it gets weirder.
Okay, what happened?
This minor wasn't the only minor, according to police, this man tried to contact. Because investigators say he contacted more than 170 people under similar circumstances.
Like all underage?
So it doesn't say all underage, but It says in the story.
But this is the one that got him popped?
The way that he found these people, it would lead you to believe it's a younger person.
So please say, Tommy.
Yeah.
Story on 10NBC. He would reach out to young adults after finding their phone numbers in online advertisement, i.e., kids that were looking for jobs.
Okay.
Like mowing lawns or washing cars.
Yeah.
So, like, if they were on, like, Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace, you know, here's my cell
phone
number.
That's where he hooked. Okay.
Yes. And as of now, he's only been charged in this one case with sending photos. But, Kimmy, I would have to imagine if
he that many, there's got to be more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're not in the business of helping people get away with stuff like this.
Yeah.
But what I can't shake from this story.
What is that?
How did you think you could reach out to 170 teens and no one was going to...
This is never going to come back. And
you weren't going to get popped.
Yeah.
170?
Yeah.
Well, and it sounds like across different states, obviously, because the kid was in Ohio.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Tommy, all it would take is one parent to see what you're trying to do.
And that's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, half of the graduating senior classes in the greater Rochester area are less than 170 teens.
And those numbers that you reached out to in those ads could have been the parents' numbers.
Absolutely.
likely was, I would think, depending on how young the kid is.
I would imagine, although with stories, Kimmy, we've seen like this before, it doesn't start right away with, here's a picture.
Yeah,
right? Like,
no,
you
feel out
the situation. Right. Yeah. And then once you realize you're talking to the kid, what do they call it? Grooming. You start to move your way in, and then things like this happen. But 170 teenagers.
That's an insane amount of people.
Thank you. This story is also disheartening. If you are a parent, how far some people will go to be creeps and weirdos.
Well, to find your kid.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Because we worry as moms and dads about kids on social media. We check text messages and call logs and FaceTimes. But how many parents are worried that their kids are exposing themselves to people like this trying to get a job?
Yeah,
that's way worse because they used to say, like, back in the day when this happened to people in general, you knew the person.
Yeah.
The person was connected to the family, friends, job, something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a completely different ballgame.
And here's the thing.
It's totally random. Somebody states away that you've never met.
Countries away.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
And here's the thing. I do want to be clear. What you just said, that most of the time it's someone you know, that's still a thing.
That's there, but... This is new because of technology.
Yes, absolutely. Like, think about this. Again, as we talk about this man from Orleans County, police say he sent explicit unwanted photos to a minor, but that's not the shocking part of the story. He, according to police, reached out to 170 young adults on the story on 10NBC, and he got their numbers looking at job requests.
Yeah.
Mowing lawns, washing cars, things like that.
Well, those, like, wanted ads.
When we were kids.
Yeah.
Our parents, like in the summertime, wintertime, you want to make some money?
Get off
your
ass,
go knock on doors.
Yeah, here's a shovel, here's a rake, here's a lawnmower, go make some cash. In hindsight now with this story, super dangerous.
Yeah.
Super dangerous. Because most of the time when we were doing that, we were younger than 15.
Yeah, well, because you can't get a regular job yet.
Right?
So like go take that sharp lawnmower out there and do your best.
Go knock on that creepy guy's door who lives alone and see if he'll give me $10 to mow his lawn with no shirt on. I mean, in this case... These kids are in the safety of their own home, thank God.
Yeah,
right?
Still.
And it's not good, but like...
But there ain't no safety in your own home anymore.
Oh,
but there isn't. And if that person can reach out to you online, your home doesn't matter.
Yes. I mean, look.
I mean, it's a scary thing to think about, but there is no like, well, I know where they're at.
You're right. I will say this, and I don't mean to belittle, downsize what this guy is accused of doing here. I mean, an explicit picture is better than somebody grabbing your kid off their own front step.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true. But that's what he's looking to do. That's probably his end game.
Yeah. All right.
Did he think, like, because these numbers were, random, like they wouldn't be able to trace it back to him or something? I just can't. The other thing when we talk about these stories, I can't wrap my head around the logic of thinking you're not going to get caught.
Yes.
I mean, unless the compulsion is just so...
It has to be.
...driving heavy.
I guess.
Yeah, that I, it clouds the judgment of the person.
Yeah.
Not that wanting to have a sexual interaction with a minor gives you good judgment in the first place.
True.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to make sense, Kimmy, of men and women
like why
who do
you
this.
Thought you were going to get away with it, I guess.
So,
and you weren't worried about it at all, reaching out to that many people.
I mean, like, this guy's face and name are now all over the place.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? And this is just with an allegation. And I do think that stopping this seems impossible. But a way to temper it would be an idea that Kimmy came up with years ago.
What's that?
Because punishment will only do so much.
Mm.
You can't lock up somebody like this for the rest of their lives. It's just not feasible.
Yeah.
But shame, that does a hell of a lot to prevent people from doing stuff.
Sure.
Because, Kimmy, do you remember the idea you had years ago?
No.
All right.
The shame, the
oh, yes, I do. It was post the messages.
You got it.
Yeah.
When somebody is convicted of a crime like this, mm-hmm. sending explicit photos and messages to an underage kid, make them all public.
So you put them on a billboard or something?
But, I mean, yeah, like not put it online. People go, look.
Well, advertising's down, so that would help.
And just their side of it. You wouldn't have to post anything like about the kid or anything. Just simply some of the most embarrassing things that they've said.
Give me the photos that I can go to a website and see. Because, look, we were just talking about that old show To Catch a Predator before.
Yeah.
Like, that was a phenomenon.
Oh, yeah.
People, it was appointment television. People would go look at this. Post the photos of them, themselves, that they've sent to these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And post the messages they sent to these kids. I do think that would be more of a preventative measure. Because people never think they're going to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
That's going to look weird, though, in the outfield of, like, a baseball game.
Maybe don't put him there.
There's a line driving. Oh, my God. He said that? Here comes Lasorda. He's not happy.
You know, so I don't know about you guys. Every time I see a story like this, it makes me think back to the adults I knew as a kid that maybe had potential. Like, now you have hindsight, not that they were ever accused, but like,
but they just had a different lifestyle or a vibe
off.
About them.
Yeah. But does that make me a bad person? Because maybe these people were totally above board.
They probably were, but now when you look at it, you know, the guy that could fix your bicycle. Or,
like,
you
the
know,
lonely
or,
guy in the neighborhood who lived alone.
Exactly.
The guy that was too friendly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, just odds are they had to be out there. You know?
Oh, they were out there, But people didn't. I mean,
chances are, as a kid, you may have interacted with one of these people.
I mean, it's probably some terrible stuff happened that it just didn't get reported.
Exactly.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Where was that kid going back then?
Exactly. Yes, you're right. Did your parents want to believe it? I mean, you told a story about how your dad, you would hear these stories and like be like, well,
my father couldn't wrap his head around any of this stuff because, you know, they're just sexual maniacs. You know, they would live around here. I make a good living. You know, he thought because he made a good living, there'd be no creepy people around. Rich people don't do stuff like that.
Yep. All right. So
you think they got some island somewhere where they're just shuttling these people off to? But are you nuts?
All right. So, I mean, it's not breaking news, right? But it's just a reminder. Keep an eye on your kid's phone.
Yes.
And, you know, this has been a big thing with my oldest lately. Like, it's my phone.
Yeah.
It's my phone that you get to use.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through the damn phone.
I pay for that phone.
No, I do. I mean, look.
Go get your own and leave the house.
Are you saying I'm wrong?
No.
So I shouldn't check?
No, it's just the same argument my father had. That argument just hasn't changed. This is my house, my rules.
It is my...
My roof, my rules.
I pay for this house, you get to live in, my rules. Yes. Take a break.
All right, Mike.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Yeah, you hear our community has an airport. It's a pretty big community.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Well, not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because some recent issues means this community that can hear us right now
may
not have a place to take off and land.
Oh, it's terrible.
And we're not well-versed with this town, but if they were to shut down this airport, like, what's the worst thing that happens?
So it would affect us?
I don't know.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Dansville, New York.
Great, Dansville.
Could be losing its airport.
Oh, my God. I got reservations flying out.
You got reservations?
I'm flying out.
Dansville. So the issue.
I'm taking Dixie Air down south.
The issue.
Yeah.
A local business that is making the airport dangerous.
What's that?
LMC Industrial Contractors is one of the largest employers and taxpayers in Dansville.
What do they do?
Well, they offload steel from rail cars using cranes. That's all I know that they do.
Okay.
I'm sure it's
all
for
right. Something
else. But their location is right at the end of the airport's runway, and that has become a problem.
Literally right at the end.
At the end.
So it's kind of hurting takeoff.
Okay, yes. They have these 100-foot cranes.
It's like a wall of cranes.
They're blocking the takeoff and landing at the airport. And
so that's where they used to do those balloon races.
They still do the balloon festival
there. Yeah.
Yes. So somehow this company got the permit to open there.
Close to the runway.
Yes, but the problem that somehow no one saw coming.
Somebody brought a tape measure?
Who the hell knows?
Like, you think, like, there's probably a lot of open space in Dansville, right?
Tons.
Like, you picked the
all
one
of
right
Dansville.
Next to the runway.
Like, they don't have a big building in that town.
The FAA has decided that this is a hazard, and they have opened up an investigation whether or not the town effed up with their airspace allowing this to happen.
So this is just basically for private planes.
Well, see, that's just it. We'll get
small.
To that in a second. Now, by the way, the town offered to move this business so the airport would be fine, but the business said, no, we have the permits. We're going to stay right where we are. So at the moment, right now, the company has to give the airport 24 hours notice when they're going to use their 100-foot cranes, and when the cranes go into use, the airport has to be shut down.
So that would be all working day, probably, right?
I don't know.
Or do they unload this steel like day and night, like railroad cars coming in 24 hours a day?
I just want to point out, this is old man crack, like all in one place.
Oh, yeah.
Cranes,
planes,
automobiles.
train,
John
tracks,
Candy.
Train.
Like, where else can you get that?
So all of this led to a Dansville board meeting last night where they discussed closing the Dansville airport for good. Now, they say no decision has been made, and they can't even make the decision on their own. They needed the okay from the FAA to shut the airport down.
I mean, do they use it?
Well, it's the only airport in Livingston County. But it sounds like, based on what some town leaders are saying, they see the business as more valuable to the community than the airport is.
Well, yeah, it probably employs a lot of people.
Yeah, so yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF to our folks that listen that live in the Southern Tier. And it's a serious, no-snark question.
Yeah.
Why does Dansville have an airport?
It's got to be private. Just for, like, you know, Jamoke said, on little Cessnas and or crop dusting or something like that.
Is that it? That's the only thing that they use it for?
Well, you wouldn't have any commercial aircraft. I mean, I don't think you're getting a United flight out of Dansville.
Are we sure there's no commercial flights that leave Dansville?
Who would that be?
I don't know.
I've never heard of anybody going, yeah, I got a really good deal down in Dansville on United.
Could it be like an emergency landing spot for planes?
I think anywhere that's straight is an emergency landing spot.
Pretty much.
You can use a throughway.
Thank you, Eisenhower.
Look,
Yeah, I can't imagine. It's just got to be for, you know, semi-rich people.
Okay, but like, hear me out.
I'm listening to you.
We live near a big airport.
Yeah.
Right? So we
don't. It's an international airport.
Are there like really small carriers that fly out of like regional tiny airports like
that? I guess, but that's a really small town.
I agree with you. Like, if they were to shut down the airport in Danville.
Yeah. You wouldn't know it.
I'm not. No, that's a statement. I'm asking a question.
What?
What would be the biggest fallout? No airport in Danville. Because again, I know they do the balloon festival at the airport, but you're not going to keep an airport open just for a balloon festival.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that comes once a summer.
Yeah.
So it would have to be either businesses that have planes.
Okay. In Danville?
Well, if you had a business that had to, like, transport something by a small plane.
In Danville?
That's what I'm with you. I can't imagine who that would be.
But, I mean, the building looks old as hell, so it's been there for a while. They've had this airport for a long time.
Well, famous people have flown into that airport.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Like who?
You know, Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Airport. Flew into the airport.
Well, they almost named it then. I bet you a few famous people back in the day. I know the Wright brothers came in there a couple times.
They did not go. What are you talking about?
They were raising money for their plane.
One of the Wright brothers died before airports even existed.
I know. He was so forward-thinking. Okay. The other one goes, yeah, I got to do it in his name.
Bro, when I say this thing looks old, it could be 40 years old.
No, it's probably 100 years old.
What are you basing that on?
Nothing.
Okay.
But I'm guessing
100 years old, there was barely commercial air flight.
No, it would have been
1925.
Oh, yeah.
Barely.
All the famous people were flying back.
We stopped saying famous, like who? Like, for example,
famous people?
Yeah.
All of them. We had like 7 famous people. They all flew.
252 WCMF. 252-9263. The Danville Airport is under threat of closing because of a business that opened at the end of the runway that has 100-foot-tall cranes that has become an FAA hazard for planes that are landing and taking off. And this business, LMC Industrial Contractors, one of the largest employers and largest taxpayers in Danville.
But you've got to kiss their ass, man. They're paying the bills.
It sounds like, based on this meeting they had last night in Danville, that the town leaders may see this business as more valuable.
Bro, if they're paying the taxes.
Oh, you didn't talk about the taxes. That airport is
toast.
All right, the phone number.
I think like DiMaggio had been there.
Shut up.
Babe Ruth cut the ribbon.
Oh, really? Babe Ruth cut it there?
Yeah.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Bobby brings up a good point.
What's Bobby saying?
Could be Mercy Flight. I thought Mercy Flight was just helicopter.
So, yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, they got a plane?
Shut up, Bobby. I mean, maybe. I don't know. All right, Kimmy, you're getting a lot of phone calls over there.
Yep.
Anything of relevance?
This is from somebody who called, but they did say that the owner of the crane company keeps their private plane at that airport. I don't know if they are part owners or own the airport as well, but they do have stake in the airport.
Okay, gotcha. Oh,
so they're kind of like working against themselves here a little bit.
Well, I guess if you're going to make a whole bunch of money or you don't get to fly your plane, you take the money.
Yes, yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
All right, let's say Danville does have some kind of commercial flights.
Yeah.
Small commercial flights. Mm-hmm. All right. 50% off.
Ooh. Yeah.
You have to drive down to Danville and fly out of that airport.
All right.
Would you do it?
50% off?
You don't know what the plane looks like till you get there.
Oh. Yeah, I
50% off.
But it's a known carrier.
No.
Wait.
What?
Is this some like Jamoke carrier? Jamoke Air?
It's Amelia Air. I guess he wouldn't be able to air.
No,
Kimmy.
What?
50% off wherever you're flying to.
Yeah.
But you have to fly out of the Danville airport.
Okay.
And you don't know what the plane looks like until you get there. Would you do that deal?
50% off.
50% off.
Mystery plane.
Mystery plane.
The pilots are named Sonny and JJ.
Would you do that deal?
I'm not getting in a small plane. It's.
I don't mind small planes as long as I know the name on the outside of the plane.
No, I mean, you'll know the word.
I'm out on mystery plane.
What? Was that spiritless?
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Skyler. Hey, Skyler. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Good morning, guys. I don't think it would be that big of a deal. I've gone by that airfield a ton of times. It's all little like two-man planes. So they're all private, and I don't think they really can fly far enough to take you to too many places.
Yeah, somebody did call and say it's a bunch of rich guys that use the airport with their private planes.
My ex-wife's uncle owns a plane, but
my ex-wife's uncle owns ex-uncle. A plane. That's the weakest brag I've ever heard. My ex-wife's uncle, anyway, and I don't even know what kind of plane it is.
So not far from there is Geneseo, where planes, small planes can land right there at the Air Museum.
Okay.
And then also halfway between Perry and Warsaw, there's the same thing. It's all for
there's a big old cleared field out there.
But it said in the story, Skyler, that this is the only like legitimate airport in Livingston County. If this closes,
has like a tower and everything.
Yeah, right? Livingston County wouldn't have an airport anymore.
Isn't Geneseo Livingston County?
It is, but is that like an actual airport or is that just a museum where they let you?
Or just go?
Sometimes?
You're on your own.
Planes land there all the time.
Yeah, but if there's no tower. There's no guy telling me what to do.
Well, we don't know that.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just a guy in a folding chair with a binoculars. Go ahead. Got it. Got it, you son of a bitch. There he goes. Oh,
yeah,
no.
The one between Perry and Warsaw isn't that far from Danville, so anybody that lost
there's also Empire Dragway. You could use that when they're not running Saturday nights.
You probably could. That's pretty cool.
Skyler, great call, buddy. Really appreciate all the inside information. Thank you.
Hey, your old Perry's got an old strip down there.
All right, so Edward,
yeah,
and you know he's serious because he's not Ed, he's Edward.
Eduardo.
He writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, says, I looked it up because I thought this was a joke. Mm. The runway is used for private flights, training, military training, and mercy flight.
Okay.
So actually, Bobby was right, and we made fun of Bobby, and now I feel bad for making fun of Bobby.
Mercy flight.
Military training? Is there a base down there in Danville?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is that like National Guard training?
Oh, maybe that. But yeah, but they use the airport.
Do they fly?
Well the National Guard is right at the airport.
Yeah, but it's an hour away from Danville. Maybe they have another place where they.
So they got a dedicated place by the airport.
Bro, I don't know.
And then they're going down to the country.
Airport. I was asking a question because it said military, and I don't know.
Maybe less traffic, air traffic. All right, it's easier to train. I don't know.
Maybe you fly from Rochester, you land in Danville.
You practice bombing runs on Danville?
Well, it looks like they did. All right. What? Is the pushback, because it looks like there's pushback from the community in closing this airport.
Yeah.
Even though, the information we're getting from people who may not know is it's just all rich people. Is the pushback more of a community pride thing than it is a functional thing for this
like
airport?
Like we have an airport?
Have an airport?
Yeah. Because like when a smaller place loses something that puts them on the map, it can be more of a blow to a psyche than anything else. For example, we learned last week that Marketplace Mall, for all intents and purposes, is closing.
Yeah.
They're moving all of the indoor-only stores out and pushing them. And people in Henrietta are very upset that the mall is closing. People in Henrietta weren't supporting the mall enough.
Nobody's right. going.
Exactly, where they could stay open. But now that it's closing, they want it to stay. And that sounds like more of a pride hurt thing.
It is.
If Kodak ever shuts down, even though it's been a shell of itself for the last three decades, people in Rochester are going to take that very hard.
Yeah.
Is that the situation we're looking at with this airport?
I never think of Danville in airports, though.
But, I mean, if you live in Danville, you know you have an airport.
Bro, you and I have worked down there a million times.
Well, yeah, I flew in a couple of times.
You didn't tell me you were getting airfare.
Well, yeah, no, I didn't want you to go.
I had bus fare. No, but I never thought, like, oh, my God, look at that, an airport. You know what I mean? It isn't like, I was more impressed they had a nice truck stop where I was arrested. I don't know, man. I mean, I know they had that balloon thing. But you could do a balloon thing anywhere. I thought, like, out in a field.
Well, honestly, I don't know. I mean, maybe they need that tower there for the balloon
festival.
Okay. Well, it could be.
Maybe. I mean, I'm thinking out loud.
Stop those big balloon collisions.
I do.
Pull up. Boonk. Oh, no, the humanities.
I do what humanity.
Humanities.
Humanities is something you study in college.
Wait, they were studying on that plane?
Got that.
On that blimp?
I do want to go down there and look at the inside of the airport before it closes.
Bro, it's going to be pretty nothing.
Well, I don't know. Is there like a restaurant in there? Is there a newsstand
in
there?
There
ain't no newsstand. There ain't no restaurant. For who? People what do you think? It's LaGuardia?
Yeah, is there like security?
No.
There would have to be TSA. It's an airport.
No, they ain't got no TSA.
Yes, there would have to be TSA.
They just got SA.
No.
No, they ain't got no TSA.
Bro, they have
they
to.
They got
have-
no. I'll tell you what they got. They got a vending machine.
Okay.
They got one old colored television sitting on a goddamn table, and that's it.
They would have to have TSA.
What would they be doing?
No matter what plane you are getting in, you have to clear TSA.
Are you sure?
Positive.
So if I got a private plane, I go out to the airport, who am I talking to?
I believe you have to go through TSA.
I don't think so,
I don't
man.
Know.
I think they just get on their plane and go.
Okay, the Bills, when they fly, game to
okay,
game.
That's that.
That's
they don't own plane. That. No, they don't own that plane. They charter that plane.
That's the difference.
Yes.
Okay.
But if you have a bunch of little, to Skylar's point, little tiny prop planes out there, you think there's some TSA tick out there going through all your stuff in a metal check? Now you gotta check your shoes off.
Hey, that seems like a pretty big oversight, doesn't it?
Yeah, but here's the thing: like, what if you're gonna go days without there being a flight in
days.
And
could be
yeah.
weird. How about
so
all
you're
winter?
Just gonna have somebody standing there by like an X-ray machine?
What's that guy? You think they got an X-ray machine? They probably make it go down to the dentist office.
Okay, if they do not have TSA at this airport or small airports for private planes,
go run your bag through Dr. Dental over there.
Dr. Dental. Like yeah.
They call him Dr.
I'm not
Dental.
Not participating in this.
He also does TSA.
That's a pretty big oversight.
TSA. You think there's like one Dixon there watching your bag go through that thing?
Yes.
Hold on. Hey, Jeff, come here. Let me see what you got in your bag.
They have a tower, don't they?
I don't know if they have a tower.
How would you not have a tower?
I think they
Who
got
are you a, talking to land?
I think they have a guy in a folding chair out there. And he's just sitting there.
All right, Nick's going to settle this. 252 WCMF. Nick, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, there's no TSA for private
How
pilots.
Is that a thing, Nick?
Why?
They're a pilot. What are you gonna, they've already trusted you to fly
yeah,
the plane. What
okay.
else? What are you going to bring up? You going to bomb yourself?
Hey, Nick, I don't mean to sound like a downer here, but that's exactly what happened, why we needed TSA in the first place.
No, but those guys use commercial planes.
No, but the point is, they bomb themselves.
Oh, all right. So you're thinking like Al-Qaeda.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, we come here,
look,
get a plane, and then fly it into the Amelia Airport.
Whoever it is, the point I'm making is the reason we have to go through TSA
yeah, yeah.
is because a bunch of people learned how to fly a plane
sure.
and use themselves as a weapon.
Yeah.
So to not have TSA for a private plane that would be flying out of a place that doesn't have a lot of eyes on it, Nick, seems like if I have to go through TSA all the time, a really stupid thing to do.
So I think those guys hey, can man. Just go there and get in their plane and go.
Is that true, Nick?
Yeah, that's true. I'm a private pilot.
No big deal.
So, I mean, is there a guy in a tower, you think, at Danville that you had to talk to?
If it's a towered airport, then, yeah, it's a manned tower. If it's a non-towered airport, then there can just be no tower, and you just self-announce as you come into land.
Hey, coming in, folks.
Hey, I got a question.
Pull around the corner here.
I got a question.
What's up?
How is this a thing?
Well, we're learning things.
What, non-towered airports
yeah.
or no TSA?
No, non-towered airports. Now I'm terrified about that.
No, but they probably communicate.
You're not flying into any non-towered airport. Non-towered airports are like rural areas, small airports.
They can't afford to have all this stuff.
Tiny
no, Pat wants a dedicated restaurant and bar.
No, I just would like.
A Chi-Chi's.
No, here's what
TSA.
Here's what I'm asking.
He wants a full like shoe-shine guy. Newspaper stand.
Here's what I'm asking for.
Vibrating,
simple.
Vibrating chairs.
Yeah, he wants to have one of those VIP lounges, too.
Very simple request. One, guy to make sure nobody's going to blow anything up. Two, guy to see people landing and telling them where to go.
But there's probably people working there that are keeping an eye on
Oh, you mean the guy repairing the vending machine?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's putting in more peanuts.
Nick, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, you too.
There goes Nick. Well, that just ruined my day.
I kind of figured those small airports are all just like... I mean, you see, like, those tiny planes going around all the time. I assume, like, they just go when they want.
Well, think about when we traveled around the country. We were in way backwood areas in Nebraska. They had those little community airports. I didn't see anything.
Okay, absolutely.
A couple of guys putting fertilizer on a plane probably just delivered it somewhere. I don't know.
All right.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.